Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
It is a busy time of year. A lot of people are going out and going to restaurants and bars, and they're losing things. This is going to be interesting. Marianne has some insights on all that from a restaurant insider.
Yeah, Bob, this insight comes from a veteran server who wrote to Food and Wine magazine, wrote an article about this, about all the things that people leave behind and what actually happens to those things.
You know, I lost some keys in a Chinese restaurant in Morton Grove, I think it was, in the early 70s. does he have any advice on how I can get those keys back?
You know, I don't know if this veteran server was even alive back then, Bob, in the 70s.
Yeah, probably not.
But there are steps that you can take to get things back. So first, let's take a look at the landscape. Almost every restaurant has a lost and found, but it's usually just a crate or a box that's filled with like random scarves and sunglasses and readers and kids' toys. So it's not really like a whole official department that we like to think about, you know, that's secure or anything like that. And then anything of value, like a phone or a wallet or a credit card, is sent to the manager's office and it's safeguarded there. That's usually how it works.
Well, what happens to it then from there?
Okay, so according to this server, when you leave something at the table, whoever finds it has to decide whether or not it's worth chasing you down to return it. And a lot of it comes down to the gratuity. Like, if you left a 5% tip, that person is probably not going to be running down the street after you. Mm-hmm. So then it goes into the box. And if you leave a credit card, that immediately gets turned over to the manager, and it'll sit in the manager's desk for about a month before it gets cut up. If you leave your phone, you probably are coming back really soon because we can't be without our phones.
Right.
And we realize that we've left them like right away. And then reading glasses, that's a whole different story. Like, hardly anybody comes back for those because most people have spares and they don't even realize that they left their glasses. And by the way, if you're ever at a restaurant and you need reading glasses, just ask the waiter because there is a box full of reading glasses somewhere in that restaurant.
Right.
And then if it's a retainer, which I remember when I was a lot younger and a lot of my friends had retainers, and one friend in particular who would leave the retainer everywhere she went. If you leave a retainer, usually it's wrapped in a napkin. Goodbye to the retainer. Like, you're never going to see that again. Like, the waiter is not going to pick that out of a trash.
No.
Or even know that it's there.
All right. So what is the best thing to do?
So the best thing to do is to, I mean, obviously call immediately if you didn't lose your phone, that is. But ask for a specific person. Like, don't just say, hi, I left my sunglasses. Can you check? Instead, say, can I speak to the manager on duty or to the host? Because these people are most likely going to know what's been turned in and they might label it and hold it. Or, you know, they're not going to just say, no, I didn't see anything without checking.
Yeah, you want to get to somebody beyond the host or hostess.
Well, you want to get to the host, but you don't want to just get to the person who just answered the phone. You don't know who that is.
Exactly.
So, all right. So the next thing is give specifics. Instead of saying, I left my jacket, say it's a black North Face puffer, small size with a sticker in the pocket, because that way, the more specific you are, the easier it is for them to spot the item and to feel obligated to keep it safe. And then also, if somebody else tried to claim it, your details prove that it's yours.
Yeah, and they've got a lot of things, similar items, so that's good.
Yeah. So the other thing is use your phone to your advantage. If you realize it quickly, go back and show the staff a photo of you wearing that item. And you probably have a recent one. Mm-hmm. Maybe from even right before you left for the restaurant or at the restaurant.
Sure.
And then, this tip here is, I don't know if I would actually do this, but, you know, the suggestion is to, before you lose something, label everything, you know, with your phone number. I don't know if I can do that. I mean, I barely do that to my luggage, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a lot of work. Use your receipt to jog your memory. That is a good one, because if you're not sure where you lost something, search your email or your credit card for receipts, because then you can pinpoint the location and the exact table or the time that you were there. So it makes you sound legit when you're calling.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think of that. That's a good tip.
Yeah, and another thing people don't think about is, like, let's say you call the restaurant and you check and they say, no, you know, we can't find it there. Well, call the next day and the day after that, because a lot of times the staff doesn't find your item until after closing or when cleaning the tables the next day. So just because it's not there that night doesn't mean it's not going to be there the next day.
Yeah, don't give up too soon.
Exactly. And then if it's valuable, offer to send an Uber, because if they find it and you live far away, they don't want to have to deal with mailing it or, you know, worrying that you're going to forget it again. Just say, can I send an Uber or a courier to pick it up?
Sure.
So, yeah, I think that's a really good idea. And the word is from this one server that if you leave your leftovers like in a doggy bag at the restaurant, forget about it. You are not going to get that back. Nobody is going to take your little bag and put it in the fridge to make sure it's okay. And also the food probably wouldn't be, you know, too good anyway. So don't leave your doggy bag.
I also left my egg foo young at that Chinese restaurant in Morton Grove. I wonder if I could get that back along with my keys.
I wonder what the preservatives situation in that was.
It doesn't go bad ever. What's on the Savvy Planet website right now?
Well, let's talk about creme de vie. It's a spiked Cuban eggnog, even though I hate to call it eggnog, but it's a million times better because it's made with my favorite ingredient on the planet, which is sweetened condensed milk. I can't get enough of it or get through Christmas without it. And if you're a subscriber to Savvy Planet and you get our free newsletter that comes every Tuesday, you'll read a story that I wrote about my mom's incredibly delicious creme de vie. And I will let you in on a secret right now. Part of the story is that I drank it all my life since I was extremely young, like maybe even a toddler, okay? And I never knew as a child that it was spiked. So I was sipping cocktails as a child.
What was your mom doing?
Yeah, I know. And then you'll also, of course, get the recipe. So, you know, sign up.
I've had it. It's good. I didn't realize there was any alcohol in there. What is the booze that's in that drink?
The booze is rum.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You'll enjoy it. Take it from me, a man who likes root beer. Head to SavvyPlanet.com and sign up. That's Savvy, and there's a hyphen between Savvy and Planet. Savvy-Planet.com. All right, Marianne, can't wait to get tipsy with you this weekend.
Yes. Thank you, Bob.
Get the cocktails ready.